Catherine Sweeney, here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The Tennessee Highway Patrol could soon be using Clearview AI, the same AI facial recognition software used by federal immigration agents. Reporters with the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom found public records showing police got a demonstration and a quote for the software nearing $1 million. Clearview AI has a database of faces pulled from public online images. They sell access to police to identify suspects from crime photos. But Nate Wessler with the ACLU says he's concerned that any errors within the system could mislead investigators and lead to false arrests.
It's dangerous when it works, and it's dangerous when it doesn't, by which we mean it often doesn't do what it's supposed to. It gets it wrong. It makes false matches quite frequently.
Tennessee's own attorney general is signed onto a legal brief claiming Clearview AI violates privacy laws from the way it collects online images without consent. A spokesperson for the Highway Patrol said the department has not acted on the quote for the software yet. You'll hear more about that at 3:44 if you want to listen. Immigration policy from the White House is slowly making its way through the Tennessee State House, with the end of session just a few weeks away. With time running out, Republican leadership has cut off debate on many of the bills proposed by U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller. This morning, the House approved a measure requiring all courts, including civil courts, to cooperate with immigration and customs enforcement. The bill is intentionally vague, but advocates worry that it would mean mandatory reporting when someone who comes through a civil court might not have citizenship. At the same time, the Senate voted largely along party lines in favor of a measure to criminalize driving a commercial vehicle without legal status. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.